It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Civil Beat. We've been hearing quite a bit about the homeless encampment near the Waianae Boat Harbor lately. Jessica Terrell has the latest talk about clearing out the illegal campers from that area. Morning, Jessica.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
So what have you heard? What's the latest development?
So the state has come forward and said that they want to clear the land where the homeless community is and transfer it to the Department of Education, and they're hoping to have people out by early June.
Now, there was some recent meeting where I think the state was saying they had no plans to move them out.
So the state has maintained for a while that living there is not a permanent solution, but they've been saying up until as recently as February 14th that no immediate sweep was planned, nothing had changed. And so that's, I think, what's causing some frustration in the Waianae community.
Right, because we heard one of the group leaders, Twinkle Borge, talk about that they were under the impression they were going to get cleared out, but no one was confirming that.
Yeah, so there has been mounting concern for months now, I would say, that a sweep was going to come. There had been some signs that community leaders had seen, including water being turned off. And, you know, the state had said it had nothing to do with that. They, you know, needed to get this construction work done. But there had been concerns, and they've been really trying to, the leaders of this homeless community have been really trying to get their story out there ahead of time.
Right. And I know the issue with the water, that involved the DLNR. I think they were doing some wet construction at the restrooms at the Waianae Boat Harbor. And they were, I think, shutting off the water because of some work that had to be done in that area.
Yeah, I think you're right about that construction project. But for people living in that community, there was concern that it was a sign. And the water use and the water bill, I mean, it's something that the DNLR folks point to as a reason why this community, in their view, is unsustainable.
Right. And I know I've been out there covering fires, and that's very near the high school. Right in back,
it
I
is,
think.
It is very near the high school, and what DLNR wants to do is transfer the land to the high school for use as a marine education center, I believe. But there are also people who live in that homeless community who go to the high school or recently graduated, so it's a complicated issue.
Right, and DLNR's big concern for aquatic resources has been the shrimp.
Yes. Now, the people living there, they have built some rock walls around the pools where those shrimp are. And they've even gone so far as to work with the biologist and reach out on their own to get training for how to care for them. So they're saying they've taken this on as their kuleana. But DLNR does say this is still something they're concerned about.
Right. And I know there are folks in the community that are working on a plan to try and house those folks there in kind of those dome igloo-style structures, either there or somewhere else. There's been talk about that. And then also parallels drawn to Bobby Kanahele's encampment out in Waimanalo and what happened there decades ago.
Yeah, so a lot of people that I've spoken to in the community, both in the homeless camp and in Waianae, want to see these people living there get some land to continue the community building that they've already done. Getting that land and moving people in just a few months, though, is a really big challenge.
Yeah, makes you wonder if that's very realistic. All right, well, thank you, Jessica. We appreciate you checking in with us.
Thank you.
That was Jessica Terrell with today's reality check from our partners at Civil Beat.